look around and I see everybody's looking all beautiful. Everybody's looking happy. Everybody's standing in the presence of the Lord today. Amen. So our theme for today is celebrating God's presence. And we have to understand that we need God in everything that we do. But without him, we could do nothing. But with him, all things are possible. So we just encourage somebody's heart today just to let the presence of the Lord just rest, rule, and abide in your heart through this day and through every day of our life. And we have a lot of things going on here today that we hope everyone comes, just sit back and enjoy the services and feel the presence of the Lord. Because this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. May we rise as the choir leads us in an opening selection.
Come on, 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 come on
At this time, we will have our responsive reading by Mrs. Trinette Robinson, followed by prayer by Deacon James Graves.
Good morning. Please turn to the back of your programs for our responsive reading. Our responsive reading this morning is titled Christian Commitment. Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels and have not charity, I am become as sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, and have not charity, it profiteth me nothing.
Charity suffereth long, and its time. Charity endureth not. Charity wanteth not itself, is not puffed up.
Doth not behave itself unseemly, seeketh not her own, is not easily provoked, thinketh no evil. Beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things.
Charity never faileth, but whether there be prophecies, they shall fail. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away.
For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. When I was a child, I spake as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things.
But now we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then shall I know even as also I am known.
Altogether, and now abideth faith, hope, charity, these three, but the greatest of these is charity. Thank you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Let us pray. Precious Father, once again, Lord, we come as humbly as we know how. Father, we thank you, Lord, for another opportunity as we come to the house of prayer. Just to hear from you today, Father. We come, Lord, your humble servant. First of all, Father, we ask you, Lord, to forgive us of our sins and our shortcomings. We realize, Lord, in 1 John 1:9, you said that we confess that you are faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We realize, Father, we need a cleansing. The cleansing don't come from H2O, but the cleansing comes from your Holy Spirit. We pray right now, Father, that you would just rain down your spirit on us this day, Lord, so we can praise you, so we can worship you, and, Father, so we can let you know just how much we love you. We thank you, Lord, for your awesome Son, Jesus, who willingly went to the cross, shed his precious blood for the remission of our sins. And, Lord, from the depths of our heart, we just want to say thank you. Because, Father, we realize nothing that we could do, Lord, could repay, Lord, the depths of that love that you gave for us, Lord. And we just want to say thank you. Realizing you said in your word, Lord, that God commended his love to us while we was yet sinners. Christ, you died for us. And we just want to praise you this day, Lord, because you are a good God. And you are an awesome God, and you are worthy to be praised this day. So, Father, we're coming today in this service, this homecoming service, Lord. We're going to praise you, and we're going to lift you up, Lord, from the highs, because you are truly worthy to be praised. So we come, Father, praying that you would just minister to us today. Use the choir, Lord, as they sing a song designed, Lord, the songs who will penetrate our heart, Lord, and will encourage us, Lord, to continue on this Christian race, Lord, looking to Jesus, who's the author and the finisher of our faith. We pray, Father, that you would just rain down a fresh anointing on our pastor as he stand to preach like John, that we, the ones who was in sin, will repent of their sins, will come crying, "What must I do to be saved?" Lord, and he can share the word, and we can share the word, as you said, that you must be born again. So we pray, Lord, right now that your Holy Spirit would minister to each and everyone under the sound of my voice. Some is going through sickness, Father. You know all about it, Father, because you realize the lady that hit the issue of blood, she has suffered for so many years. You knew about her, Father. In the right time, Lord, you came through and you heal her with the issue of blood. Father, so we realize you the same yesterday, today, and forevermore, Lord. And we just praising you because we realize if we praise you, Lord, our blessing is on the way. So we pray, Lord, that you would just minister to each and every one of us. Some is going through one situation. Some is going through another. But Father, when we pray about you, you know everything, Father. So we pray that you will touch us, Lord. You don't come when we want to. But I realize, Father, that you're the on-time God, Lord. And we just want to say thank you. So, Father, we just pray that you would just have your way with us, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for all the visitors who decided to come home to visit us once again. That you would just bless them in our service. And then when they leave to their individual places that they came from, that their hearts will be burned to share the gospel with someone. Most of all, Father, we pray for that sinner, woman, boy, or girl who not yet today accepted you as their personal Savior. We realize that you stand with your arms open wide, saying whoever will come, that you would know wise to cast them out. Father, we pray as we look at this nation, it's in a terrible situation. But we realize, Father, that you can touch the hearts of men to allow them to repent of their sin because you're still calling in 2 Corinthians 7:14 that it's your people which are called by your name will humble themselves, pray, but most of all, if we seek your face, then we will hear from heaven. You will forgive our sins and you will heal our land. Father, we realize you're crying out for your people this day, Lord, to call on you and to repent of your sins, Lord. We pray that we will heed the call and obey you, Father. Lord, we just want to thank you. Have your way in this service. This is our prayer, Father. In the precious and the awesome name of our Savior Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Like to thank Ms. Trinette Robertson for reading the responsive reading and Deacon Gray for their fervent prayer. Now I just want to ask one quick question. Is anybody in here today got anything to be thankful for? Has God healed and delivered somebody from something over the last week? Because sometimes we sit down on God. We don't give him the praise that he is honor and he is due. So somebody ought to give thanks unto the Lord this morning. Because we serve a mighty good God. Even when we are unfaithful, he is still faithful. So I just want to take 1 second and just say, thank you, Lord, for where you brought me from, because you brought me from a mighty long way. Now, this time, we will have 2 selections from the choir and followed by our welcome by Deacon Al Barksdale.
Church, put them hands together.
The Lord is blessing.
Thank you, Lord.
Right now, he's blessing.
The Lord is.
The Lord is blessing
me.
Praise. And I said unto him with a voice oh so clear, Sir, thou knowest. And he
Good morning. On behalf of Pastor Coleman, Mrs. Jesse, our First Lady, and all the official board, and those who made this day possible, first give an honor to God who creates all things. It gives me great joy this morning to stand before you and recognize all of you at our 2019 annual homecoming worship at the Crossroad. At the Crossroad, where we believe in faith and salvation. First, I welcome you at the Crossroad, where we believe the Bible is true. The scripture words are the Heavenly Father's self-revelation about his natural plan for salvation and dealing with mankind. It is his final authority on life, faith, salvation, and conduct. Second, I welcome you at the Crossroad, where we believe in only one God that expresses himself in three persons, Father, Son, and Spirit. This concept is called the Trinity, which is supported in numerous of scripture in the Bible. Third, I welcome you at the Crossroad, where we believe the Lord is the creator of all things. We, as his creature, we exist for him and through him, and he has authority and power over us. He is not just a greater version of us. He is in a totally different category. He is self-existent and the source of life. And lastly, I welcome you at the Crossroad, where you can exemplify the source of life through your worship this day. Welcome, and never forget, we are to seek God, serve others, and share Christ.
We would like to thank Deacon Barksdale for the welcome. And let's stand and give this choir a hand for all this beautiful singing that they are doing right now. Yeah. Yeah. Because God is truly in this place today. Now, at this time, we will have a special selection by Brother Kerry Herndon.
Morning, Crossroad.
Good morning,
sir. I love praising God. Now, last year, about this time, I won't hear. A lot of people going home. But you know what? My favorite song, when you hear my home going too. So when you hear my home going, don't worry about me. Special request. When you hear my home going, don't worry about me. When you hear my home going, Lord, don't worry about me. When you hear my home going, don't worry about me. Another soldier, hey, going home. One thing I know, you've been born again, made preparation one Friday, because Lord, I didn't know when. Thank you. Be my time to go. Fix up right now. Hey, hey, and hold my way home. When you hear my home going, don't worry about me. When you hear my home, made preparation on Friday because, Lord, I didn't know when you called. Been my time to go, yeah. I'm fixed up right now, hey, hey, and on my way home. When you hear my homeboy, don't worry about me. When you hear my homeboy, Lord, don't worry about me. When you hear my homeboy, I don't want you to worry about me. Oh, I want the whole world to know, just another soldier going home, going home. How many know going home? How many want to go home with me? I got to go home. I can't stay here. I can't stay here. Going on home. Yeah.
Let the church say amen.
Amen.
Amen. I don't know about anybody else, but I always love to hear Brother Curry sing. Every time he opens his mouth or plays that piano, it touches my heart. A few weeks ago, we heard a sermon here on Pastor's anniversary about walking in your anointing. This young man is truly has an anointed voice from God. A gift like that can only be given from God. And we want to thank him. Let's rise and give him a hand for his service, not only to this community and to this church, but to all the surrounding counties and churches. Now, this time, we will have an offertory prayer by Deacon Howard Bowling, followed by a tithing offering.
I ask the deacons to come on down, please. Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm gracious to be here this morning and thank God for each and every one of you. I want to say a few words about homecoming. I've seen some friends this morning myself that I haven't seen in a long time. I just want to welcome all of them here for our homecoming today and pray God that whatever is did in the name of Jesus. Let us pray. Gracious and most holy Father, we come before thee this day, Lord, to thank you. Thank you for bringing us to this house of worship this morning. Father God, we thank you for each and every one that's sitting here this morning. Father, we pray, God, that as we go through this service, that something will be said to touch each and every one of us. Father, I thank you for my life. I thank you for my pastor. I thank you for each and every individual that came this way this morning. Father, pray God that they brought the pocketbooks with them. Thank you, Lord, for coming, setting up this way. Thank you, Lord, that we may continue in this service, Lord. And whatever we collect in this service, Lord, let it be used for your up kingdom in heaven. Father, we thank you for this day, and we pray, God, as we go forth through this day, that you would be with us every step we take. Father, thank you for this day. I ask it all in the name of Jesus. For Christ's sake, amen.
Amen.
giving me another day just to stand and lift my hands. I'm giving you all the praise. The storm will rush like me upon the cross where you're going and die. So for your endless blessing, Lord, I praise you both day and night. Oh Lord,
all I can, and I praise you even if I cannot see my victory. Cause whether I win or lose, Lord, you're still worthy.
I sought the Lord, and he answered me, and delivered me from every fear. Those who look on him are radiant, they'll never be ashamed, they'll never be ashamed. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard me, and saved me from
surrounds his saints. He will deliver them. He will deliver them.
Come on, lift your hands and say thank you. You know, as we worship God on this day, the psalmist said in Psalm 34 that they just sung, it says, "Oh, taste and see that the Lord, He is good." I don't know how God has been in your life, but he's been good. And when we rejoice in him and know that his name is worthy to be praised, can we just give him one more praise, one more praise, one more praise, one more? Yeah. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, choir. You know, the thing about today that made this and makes this special is that we didn't just listen to them sing, we felt them worship. You worship. And because you worship,